There are so many surprising things in the book, but the thing that surprised me the most, that I actually had to reread it because I said, is this true?
Right.
Was that in 2016, you and Will decided that you were going to live completely separate lives.
Yes.
It was not a divorce on paper,
right,
but it was a divorce. So from the year 2016, which is 7 years ago now.
Yes.
Y'all have been apart.
Yeah.
But in public, the couple who married in 1997 denied the gossip about their marriage. This interview on Bravo's Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen was taped a year after Will and Jada separated.
So how long have you guys been together?
23 years.
Amazing. How do you keep it hot?
How do I keep it hot? Maybe I don't know.
What is going on? Now, first of all, I'm really shocked because, mind you, I'm not there. We haven't called each other husband and wife in a long time.
Bruh.
I'm like, what is going on right now?
My wife's name
out of your mouth, right? And I'm like, but now I'm really worried for Will because I don't know what's going on.
What viewers did not see at the time while Oscar clips were being shown was Chris Rock leaning over the stage to talk to Jada.
And Chris looks to me and he says, Jada, I meant you. I meant no harm. Now, I'm just out of it because I...
Stop it. Get some help.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Okay, good.
Was you having some technical difficulties over there? Oh, her. I was wondering what was going on. I was wondering. I'm sitting here looking, and I'm like, it's got to be something.
It took forever.
Yeah, I bet
All
it
right.
did.
Let me put this phone down. It's working. That's good.
Okay, well, some things take forever. Like divorce. Some things take forever. That might be a hint to y'all what this show is going to be about, huh? What's good? What's going on? How you feeling?
I'm great, but everybody in my house except for my husband is sick. So we are like quarantining in our room. It's like the last section of the house that does not have germs.
You know, I am praying for y'all to get a bigger crib. Like, I'm praying for y'all to get a bigger crib, man, because I know what that's like. I know what that's like. What is it exactly? Is it just the fall season itself, or?
It's my son refuses to do right. It's always Larry. He does not wear his mask properly because he claims he cannot breathe. So he have his nose out. So I'm like, why do you even wear it? You might as well not even wear it.
And as a result,
he gets sick. And because we all on top of each other, he get them sick. And so now all the kids are sick. And like, I'm trying my best to me and Antoine to not catch it. And so far, so good. So hopefully they starting to get well now, so I'm hoping we dodge this bullet. But I'm still staying away from them because I can't.
I know that's right. You gotta do what you gotta do to protect yourself. I get it.
Cannot go to work sick. I mean, I can, but I don't want to. So.
Oh, are you in the office or are you still remote?
No, I'm still remote, but I don't want to be sick.
Oh, I'll get what you're saying. Yeah, I know all about that sickness because my daughter, I wasn't sick. I put it to you like that. But let's just say she had hand, foot, and mouth disease. And then I had hand, foot, and mouth disease. That was fun.
Imagine, Lord, that's still around?
Man, let me tell you something. So let me tell you something. So we'll get to the pod in just a sec, y'all. But so so we all volunteer at our church. And so when we when she volunteers, she'll go from one section, she'll be in the kitchen in one area, and then she'll go to help like with the toddlers and stuff like that. So one Sunday she was around a bunch of toddlers. Mm-hmm. And you see where I'm going with this. Mm-hmm. You know how toddlers are. Toddlers do not wash their hands. Toddlers are very
magnets.
Yes, yes, very nasty children.
Magnets.
Yes, yes. And so she woke up a couple of days later with a bunch of blisters, and we're wondering, like, what the hell is this? Because, and we're like scrambling our brains to figure out what the hell like it is, right? I've never seen this before. Now, I've had chicken pox as a kid. I've had the measles as a kid. Never had the mumps or nothing like that. But I haven't seen nothing like this. So we go to the, took it to the doctor. And the first thing they said was, yeah, know exactly what this is. And I'm like, what is it? They was like, yeah, hand, foot, mouth disease. I'm like, wait, what? What? For, I never even heard of it. I'm like, what?
I have.
And I'm like, what is that? And then they, once they explain it to, once they explained it to us, and then my, you know, my daughter Corinna, she looks at me, and I was like, "Them kids, them kids." Mm-hmm. And so, it went away, and then just this past Tuesday, I went to bed. Everything was good. I'm cool. I'm chilling. I woke up, Sean. My entire body, damn near, is blistered up, and I'm like, "How the fuck did I catch this?" Now, I'm masked up. I'm doing everything. And I'm like, I'm a whole grown man. I'm 40 years old, by the way. And I'm like, I caught this shit.
Yep.
And now I'm pissed because I'm like, and I'm not mad at her because I get it. You know what I'm saying? You're around kids, that happens. But I'm like, of course, out of everybody in this damn house to catch it, it's me. Of course it's me.
So I had now to take, you can't go to work.
Yeah, and I had to take some days off of work, and I'm mad because this is around the time bills start coming. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. But it is what it is. I'm good now. I'm fully healed.
That's good.
And, but I'm just like, I hate this. I love kids. I love my kids. Okay, I love my kids. I love some of my nieces and nephews. Some of them. But I love my kids.
Well, I only got one.
Yeah, right. I have 11, my dear. I have 11.
I only got the one. That's my baby.
Yeah. Well, actually, I have more than that. If I combine both sides of my family, I have a lot more nieces and nephews than
I tell my kids, though, I love you. I don't love your germs. Like Kobe, you know, that's my baby. Like we always up under each other. Yeah. So it's been rough for both of us. She be trying to, and I'm just like, nope, air hugs. As I walk through the house to go grab something in the kitchen.
The air hug.
Yes. Do not touch me. I went to the grocery store. I made sure they got food. I went and got all the medicine that they could ever need, juice, everything. I paid for everything. So that is my contribution. And the only good thing about it is that the two little ones is sick with the two big ones. So the big ones gonna take care of the little ones. And I just supply what y'all need. And everybody stay away from me.
It's that, you know, it's like that kid meme that goes down the slide and like waves at everybody as it goes down the slide. That's you. Bye.
I wear my mask in the house. Yeah, and I have my spot. If I leave the room, I'm spraying Lysol in my path.
Right. I understand. I can't do it.
I'm too old. It. When you old, being sick just sucks, and I don't want to do it.
It's not fun. It is not fun. So I definitely understand that. Yeah, man. But all right, y'all. We're gonna go ahead and get to it now. Okay. Now look, y'all. Now look. I know what y'all gonna say when I name the number of this episode. How in the world can you name this 96 and a half and it took y'all 2 weeks to get to it? That's why we said what we just said. So y'all won't be contacting me or Sean to say,
look, see, life been lifing.
Yes, it has been lifing. It has been lifing big time, okay? So we're still on this other half of 96, okay? Of the Y'all Have No Idea podcast. Big Sky is here.
And I am Sean.
All right, y'all. Okay. Now look. This is what I need everybody in the world to do. When I put out a topic list, I need y'all to have me stick to it and not add anything else to it.
Yeah, right.
I know, right? But no, not at all. Y'all just find ways to grind my gears. Because the fact that I have to talk about Jada and Will and Tupac again, the fact that I have to talk about Drake and Joe Budden and Charlamagne again, the fact that I got to talk about Cheesecake Factory and oysters, I hate all of you right now. So that lets y'all know where this podcast is going. But we're going to start with Jada first. And oh,
my Virgo sister. My Virgo sister.
Here we go. Everybody in the world has been talking about Jada Pinkett Smith due to this memoir that I believe comes out tomorrow, and it is entitled Worthy. I am going to read this book because I do have Will Smith's book that I have not read yet. I've seen the excerpts of his book, and I've heard the excerpts for her book. But boy, we got a lot to talk about with this. This may take a while. Sean, I have been married for 20, it'll be 21 years this year. I could count
this year, 2023 or 2024?
No, this year, 2023. I'm married for 20, it'll be 21 years this year. So we go all the way back to 2002. Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith have been married since 1997. So they got us by quite a few years. And in the 20 years that me and my wife been married, do you know how much I have posted about our marriage on social media?
About as much as I post about mine.
Exactly. Zero, my nigga, zero. So Jada's out. Side, obviously, there's no more Red Table Talk, so she really doesn't have a platform for all of her tea to be spilled like she used to have, which I stopped watching Red Table Talk at a certain point because I just got sick and tired of it. I said, oh Lord, so you know, Jada, you know, she's getting ready to put this memoir out, and oh my God, the different things that is being discussed in this book. But I'm not even gonna go back to the book. I'm gonna go back to a post where I already, and you know what's sad about all that I'm about to say? And Sean, we'll talk about the 90s and living through the 90s in a minute. Jada Pinkett Smith, when she was just Jada Pinkett just by herself, if I had to name a top three crush of mine growing up, she was top three, and she might not have even been three. Every dude loved Jada growing up. That's why it pains me to say everything I'm about to say. But before we get to that, she talked about Tupac a lot, which we'll get into. She talked about Will Smith a lot, which we'll get into. But I want to get your perspective first, because it's like, damn it again, Jada. We're here again.
As a Virgo,
y'all crazy as hell, by the way.
And as a Virgo woman, I need her to shut up. Because she ain't helping us.
Y'all taking some L's.
She ain't helping us at all. We ain't beating none of the allegations right now. And I just need her to be quiet. because to be fair, she ain't really saying nothing that Will himself has not either said or put in his book. Okay, none of this is like new information. The problem is most people don't be paying Will no attention and they didn't read his book. And then people just be looking for fodder. So you put this out and then it's like all the blogs is gonna be like, see, look at her. Now she emasculating him again, da 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 da. When she's only reiterating stuff that he has already said. The problem is she looks like the villain because as people, we ain't the most emotional people. Like, we love, but we ain't the cry and oh, woe is me, like, type of people. We are really, like, all of our emotions and all that, we on the inside. On the outside, y'all gonna get nonchalant or nothing. And so, with her, puts it out, it's like everybody like, dang, Jada, you heartless, da, 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 because he just looks like a good guy because it's like, oh, it's Will. He's so lovable. He's so upbeat. He's so fun. And the way he puts it all out, everybody sees it one way, but then when she says the exact same thing because it's her, it's perceived differently. And I just need her to stop because herself no favors, because when you don't emote like softness and when you don't emote like you're not the most likable, like personality wise bodes worse for you because it looks worse than what it really is. Like I said, she ain't telling us nothing. He ain't said. It's just her personality, and then you mix it all together, and then the blogs don't help because they put extra on it so they can get their clicks. And it's just, I just need her to stop. Like, I don't really care about their relationship. I'm tired of them both. If we being honest, I don't care. I feel like they put us in their business to sell whatever they're trying to sell, but then they kind of like don't want you in their business. Like, they don't tell it all. They only give but so much. And it's just like, this ain't none of our business. Like, none of this is none of our business. And I just want to be out to group chat. Like, I don't care. I'm not going to make no money off of this. I ain't gonna get nothing out of this. And it's just a headache at this point. And I'm just tired because I know how everybody else is gonna perceive it. And I just want them to, if they gonna work on their marriage, to do so and to do it without all of us.
Okay. All right. Good perspectives, of course. Now, for me, I have not read the book. Again, I'm talking about Will's book. I have it sitting on my mantle right now, actually. I have a bookshelf. Will's book is there. I have a lot of different people's books. I'm a reader at heart, obviously, because I'm an author. So you get the correlation. I feel the exact same way, but I'm going to take it a step further. First of all, for me, it's like, this is why I tell people all the time, if you don't want public scrutiny, don't put it in public. And you know what I hate so much is this notion that because you're a public figure that you have to share. No, you don't. Mm-mm. No, you don't. Because look at
Denzel. Ask Anthony Mackie.
Thank you. Exactly. Yeah, Anthony Mackie said, F them kids, boy. Yeah. So did. Look at Denzel Washington, for example, okay? You don't know anything about his marriage. You want to know why? Because he stays inside with his marriage. Samuel L. Jackson, you don't know anything about his marriage. You want to know why? Because they stay inside their marriage. Hell, I'll even take it a step further. Look at Jay-Z and Beyonce. Outside of what happened in the elevator, do you really know anything about their marriage like that? If you really sit and think about it, you know, Jay-Z, Beyonce, they rich, they got kids, and they got twins. Outside of that, what else do you know? Nothing. Because they don't invite people into their marriages.
Because it ain't nobody's business.
Thank you. It is nobody's business. I understand sharing some things about your marriage. Okay? But it's almost like you got to know when to dial it back. It is no different than when I got so irritated with Envy and Gia. Because I'm sitting here and I'll get
and
to
Tyrese.
Envy. Yeah, and we'll talk about Envy. Oh, Envy gonna get the smoke today. You mm-hmm. just wait.
Damn it, Virgos. This ain't our episode. This ain't our episode.
Y'all be doing so good sometimes. not today. but it's like, did you really have to share the intimacy details? I didn't need to know that. Nor do I care.
What intimacy details?
About the whole, 10 years for not having an orgasm.
You talking about Envy and his wife.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Jada. I was like, oh, I missed this.
Oh, no. I was talking about Envy and his wife. When they shared that information that we didn't need to know. I'm like, nigga, y'all got 18,000 kids. Why are y'all telling us about that? And I'm looking at Envy like, Envy, sir. As a man, you're not embarrassed? Why the hell would you share that? That should have went to your grave, my boy. Like, certain things just need not to be put out in broad spectrums of life. For instance, before we found out that Jada was putting out a memoir, she put out a video with freaking Tupac. By the way, I want y'all to understand that Tupac has been dead for 27 years. That man has been dead longer than he's been alive.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind, okay? She put out a video of her dancing with Tupac to Paris Just Don't Understand.
But wasn't it like his anniversary of his death or something like that?
Yes. But
okay, now to be fair,
Sean,
I would like to discuss this. All right. Now, if I had really close with and they passed, I don't see a problem with me as their friend, especially around their birthday or the anniversary of their death, if I want to remember them online. I don't see the issue.
But
it's just because it's her. That's the
No.
I don't really see a problem with none of the Tupac stuff, honestly. Because if you love somebody and that's your friend that you have known for a long time and then you lose them tragically, if you want to still remember them and mourn them for years, I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Okay, I'm going to rebuttal that. Okay, I don't have a problem with the video had it not been for the damn song in the background.
Is that not what they was dancing to in the original?
But again, read the room. If you know that in the public eye that people already have been looking at you and Will with a certain eye, why would you put that video out?
But that's what I'm saying. It's just because it's her. Because if they was dancing to that, if that's the original audio, she just happened to marry the man that her and her friend used to dance to.
I know. That stays in cue. I understand her celebrating Pac's anniversary, whatever. You could have put that video out in 1998. We wouldn't have cared.
No, if it's the anniversary, if you want to remember your friend every year on his birthday or the anniversary of his death, that's your friend, y'all grew up together, I don't see the problem.
Yeah, but
the problem is just the fact that it's Jada and it's Tupac, and then you got all this internet bullshit tied into it.
Sean.
It's all the extra.
Sean, 5 days before your husband's birthday?
I'm saying, though, if your husband was born 5 days before your
I get it, but you already know that your husband is insecure about this nigga, right?
That's his look, okay, see, this is where me being, see, I told y'all, this is where me being a Virgo is not good. Because, listen.
Y'all don't care. That's the problem.
That's not my problem, sir. Your insecurities ain't got nothing to do with the fact that I had a friend who I have, she's always said that it was platonic. They never had a sexual relationship. It was never like that. They were just really good friends and she loved him. If you are insecure about that, sir, that ain't on me.
Okay.
That's on you.
Okay. Let's talk about this friend, shall we? Now let's go all the way back to the 90s. Because we were there. I think we were there, but we were there. Let's go back. So I remember Tupac. I don't know about anybody, any of y'all, but I remember Pac very, very well. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to say that her and Pac weren't friends. We know they went to school together. We know they pretty much grew up together since teenagers. We all know this. They went to the same Baltimore art school together. We know this. We all know this, right? Mm-hmm. I understand that Jada lost a great friend. In Tupac. Pac was friends with freaking everybody. And I understand that they had a very, very close relationship. Mm-hmm. I get all of that. But it's levels of where it goes for me, where it's like, all right, man, how long are we going to do this dance every single year?
Yes.
Fuck that if you're my wife.
If that's my friend and I want to mourn my friend, yeah, we're going to do this every year.
No, fuck that, and you're my wife.
See, that's what I'm saying. Because that's her friend. What irritates me about it is I feel like this is more internet perception than anything. Because if they have been married, then I'm sure her and Will Smith have had conversations. He knows the depths of her relationship with Tupac. And if you married me knowing how I felt, then you married me accepting how I felt.
Yeah, but see, wait a minute. But didn't she also say she didn't even want to get married to Will? Did she not say that?
She wanted to get married in general because she said that her feelings on marriage, as far as the way she's seen it, that she didn't really think, you know, a lot of people don't believe in marriage. And she was one of them people that really necessarily didn't believe in the sanctity of marriage.
Then why do it?
I can't speak for that woman.
Well, that's my, okay. I am speaking from, yes, y'all, a male perspective, because I have to. That's all I got.
From your ego. That's what this is. This is ego.
No, fuck the ego shit.
Because it's like, your friends is like, oh man, you gonna let your wife get on the internet every year, be mourning this dead nigga, and now you gotta be like, if you don't really care, now you gotta, like, no. But that's their fault, and that's why they should keep people out their business.
Yeah, but you cannot go on national TV and say that that man was your soulmate. What the hell does soulmate imply?
Same sex soulmate, that's your best friend. Like your best girlfriend can be your soulmate.
I understand that. But every time you get on camera,
if you asked and you answered,
y'all Virgo niggas is different then, because ain't no way in the hell, and I'm gonna make this perfectly clear, ain't no way in hell I'm letting that shit ride. I'm a very secure man. Very, very, very secure. I ain't got a jealous bone in my body. I'm in this marriage to win it. I don't give a damn. I know my wife has male friends. I'm not stupid. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm not that kind of person that's like, nah, you can't be friends with a man. No, I ain't that type of nigga. I don't want to make it seem like because I'm not possessive. I'm not none of those things. But it is certain levels of marriage. And things that me personally, as someone that's a representative of my family, that I'm flat out saying no to. My daughter's not writing a letter to a dead nigga talking about some, I need you to come back. That ain't gonna happen. Not
now
in my
that
house.
I didn't understand.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
I
knew. Absolutely.
That
not.
I didn't get. I didn't no. understand that at all. Like y'all no. didn't even, y'all didn't know Tupac. Like that,
no!
that was just strange to me.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, we're not doing that. I wish a nigga would. Am I what?
I'll give you that one. That was weird.
Yeah, we're not doing that. Okay. Like I said, I want to get out the group chat, and if they...
Oh my God, I was so many of them that I want to get out of.
Yeah, well, yeah, we got a lot of them to talk about. But it's just, for me personally, oversharing can be overkill. And it may be healing for you, but at the end of the day, you are a representative of your brand.
And okay, but my thing is, you don't think her and Will talked about this when she wrote the book? You don't think he knew what was in the book?
Well, of course. Well, wait. I don't know. Because according to her, these niggas are separated. That's another thing. And that's a whole nother elephant that I want to get to. Okay. So we talked about this Oscar slap, right? Mm-hmm. We talked about the Oscar slap. What was you saying the whole entire time about Will? How many minutes did he need? How many minutes did he need, Sean?
I don't even remember.
15 minutes. He needed 15 minutes. That's what you kept saying. He needed 15 minutes. Yeah. So let me get this straight. First of all, you niggas have been separated since 2016.
Mm-hmm.
You go to all these events as husband and wife from a perception of us looking on to you.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the Oscars. This nigga Chris Rock. And this is something else I didn't know. So, two things. Number one, so Chris Rock asked you out years ago.
That's why Will Smith slapped her.
Hold on. I'll get to that in a second. All right. So then he cracks the joke, right? I, like everybody else, did not know that Jada Pinkett suffered from alopecia. She just came out and said, this is what something I didn't even know. So after the whole Oscar thing happened, so I guess they spoke, her and Chris. And he profusely apologized to Jada and said, I had no idea about that. Had I known, I wouldn't have never said that. Which is what I kind of said from the very beginning. I said, I don't think Chris Rock cracks that joke had he known. I'm not saying that he didn't deserve to get slapped. But then Jada goes and she says, well, I was shocked because all I did was nod my head because me and Will have not been calling each other husband and wife for years. Excuse me?
I mean, but that's her truth.
Sean.
That's her truth.
You know what? I'm sick of that. No. Hold on. I'm sick of that too.
I get in trouble all the time.
I'm sick of that crap too.
Of my whole life, this is where I get in trouble.
I don't want to hear that.
Who lives in logic first, not emotion. I do not. That's like the last thing I'm moving off of. I am logic based when it comes to everything. If that is the truth, then that's the truth.
And that's fine. If that's the truth, that's fine. But we all seen it was ridiculous the amount of abuse that Will took from that perspective, because he said wife, did he not?
Yeah, but that's the thing though. I'd have been sitting there looking like, nigga, what? Why are you doing this? I'm Jada, for real. Because if we ain't been married in the true sense of a marriage for years, I'm confused why you going up there with all this also.
I said he shouldn't.
In our dynamic.
Now
why are you doing this?
Now, I had my perspective about what I think Will should have done. And I don't think he should have touched Chris Rock at all. I think he should have, if you was going to slap him backstage where nobody can see it. Okay? Don't go out in
public. I don't
think
that. I'm waiting for what was really wrong with him. What was he really going through? I feel like he snapped. I feel like It's been a lifelong him doing the right thing. And in that moment, whatever happened prior to him getting there or led up to that moment, it was more than Chris Rock saying that joke about Jada. It was more than that. And that's what I'm ready for. If y'all want to tell us something, tell us what the fuck was really going on, that you was in that state, that you gave, you threw away everything that you have worked so hard for.
I think he will eventually.
Well, until then, I don't want to hear nothing.
He kind of hinted when he did the apology. Remember he did the apology video? I think he kind of hinted toward, like, you okay, because here's what I think. Hold on. Yeah, but she's not here, Liza. She's at work. What's up? All right, go ahead. All right. Sorry, y'all. So here's what I think happened. I think, and we'll get, I'm about ready to get off this group chat, but I think what happened was, I think people have perceived Will to be a certain type of way for so long that when the attacks of the entanglement came, he felt like people was calling him soft.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that soft perception about Will has always been, excuse me, in the back of his mind. You remember the Eminem lyric, Will Smith doesn't care about, you know, cursing, you know, in his rap. So I do, so fuck him, fuck you. You know what I mean? Like that good guy perception has always perceived him in a way that people felt like they could do or say anything to Will without consequence. And I think it bottled up to the point where it got out of hand, him psychologically. Not just, you know, that perception. The fact that I'm with this woman who I'm sitting next to, and we're not even husband and wife right now, but I have to pretend that we're husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I think all of that was just like a microcosm of this big ball of emotion where it just went out. You know what I mean? And I want to make this clear. I'm not one of these fools that looks at Jada as a bad person. I look at Jada as an honest person, but to a fault. Because, again, some things are shared without severe consequence and, to me, lack of care. And I'm not going to sit here and just say that, oh, she shouldn't treat Will like this. I don't know what secrets Will has in his wheelhouse. I don't know that. You know, I know that, you know, he's said some things over the years that, you know, has affected her. But, you know what I'm saying? I just don't like seeing this because I genuinely think these are two really good people that just have marital flaws, but it doesn't need to be exposed this broad.
The problem is we went so long where they told us nothing, and now we're in a place where they're telling us everything.
Yes.
And we need to go back to when they told us nothing.
Nothing. Yes, exactly. I agree 100%. Please. Please shut the hell up. Please.
We just want to see you in your movies, see y'all on the red carpet, and that's it.
Yeah, exactly. Now the Tupac stuff, Jada, Tupac didn't even like you like that. Can we be honest here? He was not checking for you like that. I remember everybody Tupac was dating.
But she said it was platonic. She said they had no chemistry.
I know. This nigga dated Sally Richardson. That, for those who don't know who Sally Richardson was, they acted in the same
low
movie.
Down dirty shame.
That was a beautiful woman, boy. Oh my God.
Whoa, she still looked good.
Yeah, she still looked good. Let me stop saying was. He dated her. Him and Madonna was a thing, which was weird, but Madonna was around the block.
All the niggas.
Yeah, you see, she did. There was a rumor that him and Carmen Electra had a thing.
She also dated all the niggas.
Yeah, exactly. And he was married at one point to Keisha Morris. Around the time that he went to Rikers, which Jada
says
she
got married.
Yeah, Tupac was married. Tupac was married for like 10 months.
Who the hell is Keisha Morris?
Google it. Google it. It's a true story. He was married to her. When he went to work, because it was weird because when James,
but I thought she said that he proposed to her at Rikers. If he was already married,
that's why I'm just like, that's why I was like, Jada, the timeline doesn't add up. Jada, if he was either married or engaged in Rikers, how was he proposing to you? It didn't make any sense to me, but whatever. I just live on Earth. I just live here. And then, of course, he was engaged to Kidada Jones. That was actually his last relationship before he died. And for those who don't know who Kidada Jones is, Kidada is the daughter of Quincy Jones.
She's the black daughter.
Yeah,
she's Rashida's sister, but Rashida the white one, and she the black one.
is it like Tia Tamera? Is that what
you
said?
No, I mean, literally, when you look at Rashida, she looked very much like a white woman. She looks like a white woman that's a little spicy. Like, you know, you ain't all the way white, but yeah. When you look at Kidada, she looked like a nigga.
Oh, Kidada was so... Oh, my God. Hey, Pac knew. Hey, let me tell y'all something. Pac had some ones back in the day, boy. Woo!
It was Tupac.
Yeah. My cousin D, God rest her soul, was the biggest freaking Tupac fan. She loved that man to his death. And even afterwards, she was a huge Tupac fan. But all in all, hey, Jada Pinkett Smith, please remove us. Please set us free. We are held captive. Set us free. You know, she knows what she's doing. She got a book to sell. So, you know.
And that's what all of this is about. That's what I'm saying.
She got a book
like
to sell.
She getting all this like vitriol from everybody. But at the end of the day, it's just to sell her damn book. And it ain't no different than what Will did. Only he just
he know when to shut the hell up too, Sean.
See, and that's
he did. Come on, Sean. You gotta admit.
No, see.
You gotta admit.
I am torn from this because I understand her, because I relate, because I see myself in that. It's like we are a people. We are very straight shooters. Okay, we're going to tell you like it is. And it might not always come out good, but we ain't trying to be mean. We just ain't no need to sugarcoat. That's basically what it is. Ain't no need to sugarcoat. We ain't a people that's going to try to make it sweet for you to digest. I'm just going to tell you what it is. Yep. And you may be upset with me telling you what it is, but I ain't telling you like to be mean. I'm just, this is just what it is.
No, y'all mean as hell. Y'all mean as hell.
It's not mean. It's just honest.
Y'all mean. I have a daughter that's a Virgo. You ain't fooling me. Yeah, you ain't fooling me. Nigga, you ain't getting out of this, but I have a daughter that's a Virgo. Y'all mean as hell.
It's not mean. It's just honest.
It's honestly, y'all mean as hell. I'm going to keep it going. We done spent 40 minutes on. See what you done did, Jada? We done spent 40 minutes on this damn topic. Oh man, we'll be all day talking about these three or how many other people is involved, but
look,
we're gonna be all
and
day
and we didn't even need that damn red table talk about an entanglement. It wasn't no damn entanglement. Y'all was separated. You were sleeping with this young nigga that you ain't had no business sleeping with because you knew he was Captain Crazy, and it then turned into a thing.
Yep, that nigga fell in love. What dog is I seeing in love? He in love with him some Jada. In love. But that's a whole... We done delved into that before. That was a whole thing. Jesus. All right. Another thing that was a thing. And man. Niggas about to get cooked today. Mr. Aubrey Graham, it's your turn, sir. Hi, Drake. How are you, sir? I hope you don't get mad at me critiquing your album here. Hope you don't get mad if you ever hear this. Couple Fridays ago, For All My Dogs was released. The highly anticipated Drake project. Needless to say, that shit was trash. I ain't afraid to say it. I don't give a damn. It was trash.
When I tell you, Azo was so mad because we was listening to it on his Apple Music and he was pissed. He's like, you got this bullshit in my algorithm.
My nigga. My boy.
He was so upset.
And he should have been. Sean, I've listened to Drake since comeback season. That goes back to 2007 when nobody wanted to give that little nigga a chance.
You and me both.
This is by far his worst album, and it ain't even close. And you know what makes me so mad about this album? This nigga had the audacity to dangle the 8 a.m. in Charlotte Fruit in front of everybody to act like this nigga was gonna be spitting bars on this album. He done got the Conductor Williams producer tag on there. For those who don't know who Conductor is, he's a producer on Griselda, the Collective. Shout out to Griselda. I love Griselda. And he done dangled this fruit in front of everybody like he was going to be doing some rapping on this project. This nigga rapped on two songs on a 23-track album.
First of all, let's start there. I need everybody to stop, okay? This is not 1998. You niggas can't do over 15 and 15.
No, you cannot.
Give me a hot 10.
Thank you. Please.
10. That's all I want from all of y'all. Don't give me more than 10 songs because you're not doing 10 good. And anything beyond 10 is just like a waste of my time. So that goes for everybody. If you're not Beyonce, don't give me more than 10 songs.
And that's why I can't finish Chris Brown albums. This nigga be having a million songs on one album. I'll be like, Chris, stop bro.
It. Because y'all do it. You're trying to stretch yourself too thin.
Yes.
You're giving us too much quantity, and what we want is quality.
Thank
I know you're confused because they sound the same, but they are very different words. You're giving us volume. We don't want volume. We just want goodness. So concentrate. Honestly, truly, y'all might need to be like on that Kanye 7-track.
Yes.
5 to 7, you know, an EP.
Yes.
Might be, you know, where a lot of y'all need to stay. Them might be the rivers and lakes that y'all need to stick to, but this 20 ain't for y'all.
I agree 100%. Agreed. Sean, so one day I just sat, when the album actually came out, I do catering in the morning, and I'm sitting here, you know, getting myself prepared for the day. I'm listening to this album, right? It started out okay for me. Now, mind you, and I've said this on many occasions, I don't care for singing Drake.
Yeah.
Even though Drake does have singing songs that I love, I'll give you a perfect example. One of my favorite Drake songs is Days in the East. I can listen to Days in the East all day, every day, twice on Sunday, and will not care. Love that. I love Marvin's Room. I know some people don't care for Marvin's Room. I actually like Marvin's Room, believe it or not. And there's other singing Drake songs that he has that I actually like. Jungle. If you read this, it's too late. I love Jungle. I love Know Yourself. I love this might sound weird coming from me. I love Passion Fruit.
Me sitting here listening to you name these songs and not knowing what the hell you're talking about.
Oh, Jesus,
because I
Christ,
don't know
Sean.
The names to nothing.
Sean, we gotta get your memory. We gotta get your memory up, man. We gotta get your memory.
All of this sounds so foreign. And you know I know, like, all the song. If I hear it, I'll know it. But if you're going to give me a title, you might as well be talking to me in any other language than English. I don't know what the hell you talking about right now.
I'll send you a track list of all of my CD
tracks. Myra's Room.
I
know Myra's Room.
I would hope so, Sean. It's one of his most popular
by the title.
Songs.
I'm talking about, but by the title, I know exactly what song you're talking about. But the mother song. Okay.
Yeah. I even like Find Your Love.
Okay,
I
don't like that song.
I actually like Fajula, but it's catchy for some reason. But so I can stomach singing Drake in spurts in you know certain times. Nigga, not for 21 records out of 23. So I'm listening to this album. I'm listening, and the first maybe 6 tracks. By the time I got the First Person Shooter, that's the record with Cole. I liked 2 songs, and that was Daylight and Fear of Heights. I actually like both of those records. First Person Shooter, best song of the entire album, by far. It ain't even close. And then I start listening to the rest of this album. I have the playlist right here in my face. I'm not listening to a damn song with Yeet on it. Sorry. Not my demo. Ooh. Exactly. Don't even
That's
worry
a
about
person?
It. Yes. Don't even worry about it. Don't even
oh,
worry
I
about
thought
it.
That was like the name of the song or no. Something they say in the song. That's a person.
Yeah, that's an actual person. Don't worry about
I'm
it.
I'm old as hell. You hear me? Because I don't know who that is.
7969 Santa was okay. Then I got the Slime You Out. And this is where I completely just tuned out of this fucking album. Okay? Slime You Out. And I love SZA. SZA is amazing. It is a reason why Charlamagne called that song trash. Drake, because it is. Slime You Out is awful. Awful. Bahamas Promises, trash. Try Their Best, trash. I love DJ Screw to Death. Why is this even on here? Why is this on here? Okay? Drew Picasso, garbage. Members Only with Party Next Door, no good. What would Pluto do? I'm listening to these songs and I'm getting pissed. Every single song, it goes from one singing track to another singing track to another singing track. And all of these shits are garbage. And I'm sitting here like, Drake, for real? You gonna really waste my Friday like this? Really? This is how you knew. And I didn't even talk about Rich Baby Daddy with that goddamn Sexy Red and SZA. Listen, I'm old, y'all. I don't listen. You would never hear me play a Sexy Red song, ever. Unless I'm DJing, and I damn near don't want to do that. Okay? I know she's for a certain demo. She's pregnant now. I hope she has a beautiful pregnancy. For those who don't know. But I got to that song. I had enough. I turned the album off. I ain't even listened to the last three records. I said, nope, you're not doing this to me. No, Drake. That's how bad this album was. And all of y'all now trying to justify, oh, it's actually not as bad as it's... No, it is. Stop the cap. It is. It's bad. Sean, this is your boy, by the way. So what did you think about
Lord
this album?
Lord have mercy, Jesus.
This is your boy.
Lord help me.
As I sip my water.
I am in mourning. We're being honest. No, I'm not going to lie to y'all. I am distraught. Like, for real. I'm not even being funny. I'm so for real. I am hurt. Okay? This must be how, like, the people who still trying to hold on to Kanye. This must be how y'all feel.
Mm-hmm.
Only, I'm not a fool. Okay? I live in logic and not emotion. So, I can turn my switch on and off a lot quicker than I even would like to, because I can drop people at the drop of a dime, and it ain't always a good thing. So yeah, I am coming to terms with the fact that I gotta leave Drake in Canada, because that nigga it's too much for me to ignore. Like, I can live in a little delusion. Y'all know I can, okay?
We know, Sean. We know, but go ahead.
I can live in a little bit of delusion, but only a tad. And so this is going to be, I would have to stretch too far, and I'm no gymnast. So, yeah. It started with the Meg Thee Stallion. That's when he started to lose me.
I forgot all about that.
Yeah, that's when I was like, you know, I had to slow the car down. Like, it was, you know, we was going 50, and then I had to slow it down to like 15. And then, you know, we was still rolling, but barely. Okay, we just barely. You know, I was listening to him at home, but not telling nobody.
not telling nobody.
Yeah. You know, privately. But then it got to too much. Then it was like, you want to be Tory Lanez apologist. And then I was like, nigga, what?
Oh boy, yep.
Mm-hmm. And then now you take a shot at Rihanna. She mind her own business with her and ASAP and they beautiful babies. They mind their own business. And then this other lady that I learned about on Twitter. I don't really know who she is, but she seemed like a sweet lady from what Twitter has said. You messing with this lady. I don't even know her, so I know she ain't done nothing to you.
Let me interject into who this person is. This is Esperanza Spalding, by the way, that you're referring to. The reason why Drake was in his little tizzy, in his little feelings, is because I believe it was the 2010 or 2011 Grammys, they were up for Best New Artist.
That long ago?
Yeah, it was that, Sean, yes, it was that long ago.
Oh, Lord.
And I
can hold a grudge, too, and that's ridiculous.
And she won. And she deserved it because she is a fantastic jazz artist. And from what is being said, I don't know her personally, obviously, but they said she's one of the nicest people you could ever meet and doesn't bother a single soul. Yeah,
that's what the internet been saying.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, you picking on people that's minding their own business, and then you putting out all this bullshit that ain't even good music. Like, I can't justify. Like, if you putting out slaps, I can find a way.
Find a way.
Man, you know me. I can find a way to justify some shit, okay? But I can't. And when you have left me with no resolve, like nowhere to move forward, I can't even... to myself be delusional. I'm done. I ain't happy about it. I'm not gonna lie to y'all, because I genuinely loved me some Drake from the beginning. I'm talking about Replacement Girl when there was like first on 106 Park. Like,
hey, Replacement Girl.
That's how far back we go.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. He said he finna take a break. So that's what I need him to do. I need him to like just disappear for a while, because I feel like he's making himself out to be the villain. And he needs to stop. He just needs to go away. He got enough money.
Mm-hmm.
He needs a sabbatical.
Yes, he does. I'm going to say, now, Sean, you've been very diplomatic when it comes to Drake. I'm not as nice it comes to Drake. I'm not as nice.
I was like his number one fan.
I know you were. Which why what I'm about to say doesn't bother me one bit. I have been saying this motherfucker has been trash for a while now, and no one has listened to me. Everybody's dancing around on Jake's, you know, because he's on the radio all the time, and oh, he's the number one streaming artist, and the Drake is, you know. No, this nigga has been trash for a while, and all of y'all have danced right over it. I've said it since Scorpion, so that goes all the way back to 2018. I said it then.
I told y'all I live in delusion, because I worked my way around that one.
You sure the hell did, because that album was trash. And then he comes out with what, Certified Lover Boy? I do you know that this album, this current album, For All My Dogs, was so bad that I had to go back and listen to Views to cleanse myself?
Greatest album ever released.
And I don't even like Views like that.
The I best had to album go back. He has.
That's cap, whatever.
It's not.
That's a preface of opinion, whatever. I had to go back and cleanse myself off Views, and I don't even like Views. I got done listening to Views the other day. I got done listening to Views, and I said, this ain't that bad. That's how terrible this album is. I was even more mad coming off of listening to Views, because I'm like, Drake, did you really make me do this to you? Really? The little pop song.
And he pissed off Halle Berry. Who pisses off Halle Berry?
Who don't bother nobody. If Halle Berry tells you, I don't want you to use that image, use the image. Period. I'm just like, who do this nigga really think he is? Which leads me to Joe freaking Budden. And I can't even believe I'm about to defend Joe Budden. Why? Of all
three
people.
Virgos. Jesus.
I have this really love-hate relationship. Everything good? Y'all can hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. I have a very love-hate relationship with Joe Budden, as we all do. Joe Budden can be brilliant and a pessimist at the same time, and it pisses me off to no end. He almost blocked me, by the way. I've never shared that story, but that's a story for another day. Joe Budden was actually nice when he gave his Drake critique for the album.
I thought he was pulling his punches, to be honest.
He was. And this is a man that actually had beef with Drake. So he was pulling his punches big time. And he was very diplomatic and very, like, you know, ho-hum about it. You know, he was just like, you know, it wasn't for me. I think what pissed Drake off, and it is the same thing that I've been saying about Drake for freaking years now, is I need you to make music that is a little bit more mature. And I understand that that's his demo.
Drake is the old nigga in the club.
Yes.
And he is trying to put his music out for the children. And yes. It's like, my nigga, you about to be 37. You can't, you don't need to relate to the children anymore. You need to come on over.
Agree 100%.
It's time.
It's the same thing I said about Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj, you are age, boo.
Yeah.
You still doing Super Freaky Girl at 40? And I'm not saying that. Like it just don't sound right to me. Like, listen, I ain't trying to age shame or nothing. But it is a certain point where it's just like, all right, man, come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, you've been making the same music for 15 years, Nicki. Come on, Nicki. Like, at some point,
it's like they saying if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But it's like, at a certain age, it's broke, because you look crazy.
Yes, very much so. I don't ever want to see a Nicki Minaj twerk. And again, she's my age. And I'm looking at Nicki like, the twerk ain't twerking anymore. Like,
but that's just because she can't dance and she be looking crazy.
Oh, she's so awkward. I've always felt that way. But anyway,
she be looking crazy.
Yes, she does.
And now she look like she on drugs, but that's a whole nother story.
Yes, it is. I don't want to piss the barbs off today. But Joe was very diplomatic. And so I am going to read. And I usually don't do this.
Not that long ass sequela Drake put.
Yes, I'm going to read this word
for
word.
Whole thing? Okay.
I'm going to read the whole thing, Sean. Because this is what I knew. I think Drake knew that his album was not up to par.
When he pulled it back.
Yeah. At Champagne Poppy on Instagram, he says, at Joe Budden, you have failed at music. Let me stop right there, because all of the casual listeners of music will say, yeah, Joe Budden only has Pump It Up. But all the hip-hop heads like me know better. So that's that. So I'm just going to say that much. You left it behind to do what you are doing in this clip, because this is what actually pays your bills. For any artist watching this, just remember you are watching a failure give their opinion on an idea of a recipe for success. A quitter gave him their opinion on how to achieve longevity. You switch careers because the things that pop in your brain had you broke living check to check, and the raps you write have 450 men showing up to your shows and Dusty and Nietzsche jeans to screw their face up to Mood Music 29 and pretend you are the GOAT. Please, to any artist that's doing what they feel is right, don't let these opinions affect your mindset after the fact. This guy is the poster child of frustration and surrendering. You retired and we never hung up your jersey. We don't even remember your number. We know you for doing this. You withdrew for rap, not because you accomplished all you need to. It's because it wasn't working for you. I never want anybody in the generations to think that the whole everybody's entitled to their opinion is a real thing. This is a man projecting his own right. This is a man projecting his own self-hate. And the fact that I did and continue to do everything he wanted to do for himself. If you need to put it in simpler terms, I own a 767. He owns a modest house in the 973 and flies first class on special occasions. Hey, Drake, while you were doing all that ranting, I went back to 2009 and listened to an old Drake tell Joe Budden that he was the GOAT. Did you not do that, sir? Did you not? I remember because you were on Joe Budden TV. You can't fool me, a hip hop head. When he said all of this, I said, Drake, this is the weakest response I've ever seen. You had more smoke for Joe Budden on Instagram than you did when Joe Budden was dissing you on 4 different occasions and you said nothing. But that's y'all boy. That's y'all boy. Have at it, Drake.
I'm back.
All right, we're back. Yeah, so like I was saying, yeah, Drake has a lot of nerve to say all of what he said, but this is the same Drake that was on Joe Budden TV in 2009 calling Joe Budden to go. But now all of a sudden when he critiques that trash album that he had, oh, now all of a sudden it's, he's a failure. He's a...
And to be fair, are you really a failure if you see something is no longer suiting you and you pivot and then you make it to the apex of a new career?
Thank you. Need I remind Drake that Joe Budden, for all the hatred that Joe Budden gets and deserves sometimes, is still the number one rap podcast out there?
Yeah. I mean, hell, I've listened to it for a long time and somehow he suckered me back in.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how he did it, but whatever.
I don't either.
but again, so is he a failure? No, he's actually not.
He was never really a failure at rap. I mean, you got to look at, like, a business like that is fickle. You can only do but so much. And a lot of it is luck, because you can be like the greatest. Like, look at Nas. You have somebody who literally, I feel, is the greatest at that.
Mm-hmm.
Yet and still, you got so many people like who will be like, oh, Nas ain't shit. Like, even on Joe Budden podcast, the little light skinned one that want to be all on Jay-Z dick stop it. Like, you, like, listen, I don't like Jay-Z, but I'm not going to be like, everything he's ever written is trash. He ain't never did nothing good. Like, now you just sound dumb.
Right.
Like, he never got nothing good to say about. Nas can put out the greatest album of all time and he's still gonna sit on that couch and act like it's nothing. Like, some people just gonna be haters and yep. And you just can't win them over.
Exactly. I agree. Yeah, that is it's calling Magic 3 trash. Which is wild.
Joe Budden is a dope MC. Like, yes, he can for real rap.
Yes, he can. Yes, he can. For those who need to go check out some Joe projects, y'all go check out Mood Music 2. Y'all go check out the Love Lost series. Y'all go check out Rage and the Machine. That's what I'm saying. Y'all go check that stuff out. Like, Joe can go. Y'all go check out them Slaughterhouse projects.
Y'all about to say he held his own in Slaughterhouse.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all better quit playing with Joe. But again,
Drake want to better quit playing, because if he really wanted, like, if Joe Budden decided, okay, yeah, I'm going to make a comeback, like, you don't want them problems.
Not again. Y'all don't remember what happened to him in 2016, 2017? Drake knows. Joe Budden was cooking Drake long before Pusha T got to him. So you better fall back.
I hate that I'm even defending Joe Budden.
Yeah, come on now. Anyway, that nigga right there, boy. But no, Drake deserved it. And I'm sorry. It is what it is, bro. You got mad at Charlamagne and called him a bootleg Morris Chestnut. Like, that's not even a good insult.
Like, no, because Charlamagne know he is delusion. You talk about the living delusion.
Lord Jesus.
Nigga, Morris Chestnut?
Yeah, no, sir. And I'm a guy and
maybe more like Morris Peanut, but not Morris Chestnut.
Right, exactly. More like Morris Peterson.
Somebody.
y'all get the reference if you from Flint. But anyway.
And not even Morris Peterson.
Exactly.
To be honest, I used to have a crush on Mo Pete back in the day.
Mo Pete, my peoples, man. Mo Pete, my dog, man. That's my guy right there. Shout out to Mo Pete. But anyway, so Drake just need to fall back. Now, I want to touch on this for 2 seconds. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but speaking of the Breakfast Club, we just mentioned Charlamagne. Is this nigga DJ Envy about to go to jail?
Yes. Yes. Yes, he is. I told Antoine. I said, nigga, Envy finna rat on everybody, because he don't look like the type to really can do jail time. So that nigga finna, everybody that got something to do with it, you either need to run or you need to get your shit together because Emmy finna tell on everybody because he going to jail.
If y'all don't
Tony
know,
Tony the clothes are all over him.
Oh man,
remember
on
Tony
his
the clothes
back.
Be on giving them.
Yep. On his back. For those who don't know what we're talking about, DJ Envy has been caught in some mess because
it's like a real estate Ponzi scheme.
They call that man. What did Funk Flex call that? And y'all know I can't stand Funk Master Flex, but the fact that Funk Master Flex called that man Real Estate Rico is freaking hilarious.
No.
Hilarious. And I don't like Funk Flex, not even a little bit.
That's so funny. Still, he still heard about Tupac.
Yeah, he's still mad. Still mad about it. Did nothing when he was here, but he's still mad about it. But anyway. So for those who don't know, Envy and a gentleman by the name of Cesar Pena was partners, and they had Cesar Pena referred to himself as Flippin' NJ. And if you remember years ago, DJ Envy used to bring this gentleman onto the Breakfast Club
all the time, the seminars, to talk
about these real estate seminars that they would put together around New York and New Jersey. Years later, and Envy get on my nerves. But I'll get to that in a second. So years later, come to find out, there are over 50 different lawsuits in relation to this scheme that Cesar Pena and his company and his associates were running. One of those associates just so happens to be DJ Envy. Now, Envy has been very, I don't want to say quiet because he hasn't. I know him and Tony the Closer had gotten into it. On Tony the Closer's Live not too long ago.
Oh, I didn't even know nothing about
that. Oh, yeah, it was really bad. And Envy has always stated that he himself lost over $500,000 in investing into Cesar Pena's scheme, allegedly. And so
he's trying to say Cesar scammed him too.
Exactly. So this is what he said.
Okay, that's how he gonna get out.
But
okay,
problem is, Envy, you never filed a lawsuit. So did he really scam you or not? Because that's at least what they're saying. So I always wondered, because it seemed like they were heading in the direction of getting a third co-host. And for some weird reason, that's been put on ice for like the past month. Because I've noticed that they haven't really been having the reoccurring guests role, like with Jess Hilarious hasn't been there in like a month, and I know they had the young lady Lauren that was there, and we haven't seen Claudia Jordan, and we haven't seen these other people that were supposed to at some point become the host. I think Envy's in a world of trouble. In a world of trouble. And it's only a matter of time before iHeart steps in, because if he gets sued and iHeart is a part of that lawsuit,
I mean, they're going to have to be, because they let him bring Cesar ass on the Breakfast Club.
And not just once, multiple times.
Yeah.
So.
Like they was endorsing it. That's basically endorsement.
Yeah. So Breakfast Club in a world of trouble. And Envy better think fast. And this is something that I didn't know. On Tony the Closer's Twitter account, this was maybe about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I did not know that 50 Cent was in the middle of executive producing a possible show with Envy and Cesar and his wife and Gia. His wife meaning Cesar Pena's wife. I did not know that until Tony the Closer posted the clip of it looked like it was a pilot episode of that reality show that was to come to pass. Now, mind you, this is the same DJ Envy that has made it known that he never wanted to do a reality show with his
wife. Yeah, because he was saying they were supposed to be on like Real Housewives in New Jersey or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he was like, no, because that's how people get caught up and then the IRS and all that stuff. So he was saying, no, he didn't want to do it.
Yeah. So it don't look good for Envy then. It just looked really, really, really bad. And this is off of already coming off the heels of the whole Tyrese fiasco.
And that's a mess. I don't like that at all.
No, I don't like
how him or his wife. Like, this nigga literally saved y'all marriage.
Yes.
y'all together right now, literally, because this man stepped in and helped y'all.
It didn't have to. Didn't have to at all, because everybody looked at Envy like he was an idiot. But Tyrese did his just due, and that's how you repay Tyrese. Yeah, if I was Tyrese, I would feel some kind of way too. You're not going to tell me on national TV that you're going to box my mouth and I help save your marriage, nigga. Are you kidding me?
First of all, you ain't finna do nothing, because who the fuck says I'm gonna box your mouth? Like, right. What does that even mean?
Right, nothing. A bunch of nothing. Nobody, DJ Envy does not strike fear in anybody.
No.
Come on, fam. Like, you, what? No. Nigga, knock it off. Knock it off. Knock it off. So, we'll have to wait.
I wonder if that's why Ye left.
You know, they're starting to say that now. Because remember, them two are business partners. They own like a couple juice bars in New York. So I don't know if that whole situation is affecting her business, or maybe she sees something that we didn't see ahead of time and now it's starting to kind of come into fruition. I don't know, but that's a good point. That's a good point. Maybe that's the reason why she left and she never said anything. But I mean, who's to say? We don't know, but we'll just have to wait and see. We got a couple more things to talk about, and we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. Yeah, it's a lot of other stuff that we could talk about, but because Jada and Will sucked dry most of the podcast, we're going to wrap this up kind of early. We're going to talk about a couple things that has been trending online. Both involve food, and both involve foolishness. We'll start with the Cheesecake Factory first. Sean, I'm sure you've seen this by now.
Unfortunately.
So it's this lady and this gentleman that were to go on a first date with each other. And she is doing what most people do nowadays, which I wish people would stop doing. She pulled out her phone and started filming of her date taking her to the Cheesecake Factory. She made this big old mess about who takes someone like me to the Cheesecake Factory. And
I'm sitting there like, girl, what you mean someone like you? Because I'm confused. Who are you? You can't go to the Cheesecake Factory.
And she, you know, was all dialed up. She pretty much damn near had her titties out. I mean, just because you had your titties out. I'm going to make this clear. Just because you had your titties out, ladies, that does not mean you fine. I'm tired of the I got to show cleavage to make sure my... No, boo. Just because you do that does not mean you fine. Stop that, please. I hate when people do that. Just like the dudes when they wear the V-neck, like button-ups, and they got like they trying to poke their chest out. Fam, we don't care. we don't care. Stephen A. Smith voice, we don't care. But anyway, and so she made this big old deal about, why would you take me to a Cheesecake Factory, in which the guy... Who is me, by the way, because this is what I would have did. I would have actually did more than that, but that's neither here nor there. Proceeds to tell the story about what really happened and how she made this man wait an hour downstairs in his car.
Oh, I would have left.
So she can finish. I don't know if this woman works remote. I don't know. But she mentioned something in the video about finishing a job. So maybe she worked remote and then she wanted to get ready. But she did tell this gentleman to be at her house at 4:00. So mm-hmm. they can get in there, have an early reservation, and have the day to themselves. At another restaurant, by the way, that was past the time, was past the reservation time. So he had to pivot and think, oh, shoot, what can I do? Oh, okay, we'll go to the Cheesecake Factory. And he completely embarrassed her because she made it a big deal that she can't be seen in a chain restaurant.
Okay, baby. Then guess where you won't be seen, girl? In a chain restaurant, because I'm going to take your ass right back home. Don't you worry about it, boo.
And to make matters worse, she pretty much was salty because she was like, oh, you're really about to drop me back? Because he told her straight up, oh, yeah, I'm about to drop you back out.
Yes.
Yeah, you're going home.
Yes. Yes, right now.
As of right now.
If I could fly you there, I would.
Facts. Facts. I would, you know, I'm stupid. You know what I would have done? See, I'm petty. You know what I would have done? I would have drove by like Arby's or something and like got me something to eat and I got her shit. And I just would have did it on the way, dropping her to the just the best with her.
Since I need to make a quick stop right quick.
I'm petty like that. That's what I would have did. You feel me? And I just sat there and I just said, this is unbelievable. As if certain chain restaurants aren't good. Now, listen, I don't go out as much as I used to. But let me tell y'all something. The one time that I did go to Cheesecake Factory, I freaking loved it. So I don't know what the hell she's talking about. And in certain areas, they don't even have a Cheesecake Factory. It's only like 50-something in the entire country with a building. I'm like crazy now, so it might be up to like 60. But everybody don't have a Cheesecake Factory. We have two here in Charlotte. So, and one of the Cheesecake Factories, you can barely even get into. It's like a 2-hour wait, like every day. So I'm just like, ma'am, okay. You can go home. Mm-hmm. But the fact that they said that she bought that dress on Shein had me in freaking tears. That is what.
Oh, you can't shop at a chain restaurant, but you can buy a $2.50 dress.
Man, they had me dying, man. I said, man, y'all are out of control. That wasn't the only thing that was out of control. Sean, I love seafood, okay? I love seafood.
I don't.
We know you don't. But there's a limitation to my seafood intake. 48 oysters. And not just any oyster, Sean. They were raw.
Like oysters. What do you smell like after you've eaten 48 oysters? And I'm asking this question as like seriously as a person who don't eat seafood like at all, like none of it. I don't eat no lobster, no shrimp, no crab, no crawfish, no catfish, no tilapia, no salmon, none of it. Okay,
you're not a seafood connoisseur.
Mm-hmm. So when you eat 48 in one sitting, what do you smell like afterwards?
I don't even want to know.
They tell women to eat like pineapples, to eat fruit, because you know what you eat affects certain things.
Yes.
You ate 48 oysters. And if you did this today, this ain't the first time.
No.
Okay, you do this. You does this. What do you smell like? And you on a date.
Yeah. And Sean, two things. Number one, I don't even want to know what the hell her pH balance is. Because that her pH balance is knocked the fuck out.
Now you where I'm at. Now you we together. Yeah. What is going on?
I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know. Fellas, y'all know. Well, y'all know. I've been there before. a long time ago. And I'm just gonna leave it at that. Just y'all, just go with me, okay?
Ugh.
Yeah, exactly. And number two, you not only
and no, no, 48 oysters. Didn't that she had crab cakes?
Yeah, she had crab cakes. Three
seasoned potatoes.
Yep.
She had three lemon drops.
Yep.
Girl,
if doing the most was a dining experience,
and you was filming the entire time, and she was slurping.
Oh my god, that's it right there.
That first oyster, I would have been gone because I can't, like, for real. People chewing and smacking,
yeah, man,
does something to me. Like, I would literally want to stab you. So I gotta sit here while you slurp 48 oysters. You probably, when you put the fork in your mouth, you probably scrape the fork with your teeth. And then you got the flash on, my nigga.
Yep.
Like, and then she had the nerve to see, because he a good one. Because I wouldn't even pretended like I was going to the bathroom. I would have straight up been like, hey, I'm going to pay for these drinks.
Yeah, right.
I invited you for drinks.
Right.
So I'm going to pay for my one drink. Because I'm sitting here mesmerized at how you scarfing all this shit down. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to pay for my drink and I'll pay for your three funky lemon drops. And then I'm leaving. And I'll pay for your Uber. I will pay for your Uber because you're not getting your fish smelling ass back in my car. So I will pay for an Uber for you to get home safe.
That
but
nigga,
I'm out.
That nigga left in the middle of the dining experience. That nigga said, I'm out. He left his little glass of wine that was sitting there. Yeah, and he said, I'm out. Peace.
And I don't blame him.
No, not even a little
at
bit.
At all.
That, to me, is even worse than the Cheesecake Factory.
Yes, because when the second tray of 12 came, I would have been like, you finna eat them too? Yeah. I wouldn't have made it to four.
Exactly
I wouldn't have made it to the fourth tray because when the second one comes, because first of all, you ate 12 of them.
Right.
So I'm already like, all right, that should be enough. You ordered a second of 12.
Yeah,
I'm not finna sit here while you slurp down 12 more. I damn sure wouldn't have been there for 48. 48 of anything is too much. In one sitting?
Sean, it's the level of lack of self-awareness that irritates my soul with this new generation. It pisses me off. You mean to tell, first of all, why the hell are you filming in the first place?
Yeah.
Second of all, yeah, it's supposed to be a date. I don't care if you was annoyed at the fact that this dude was, because they said, I guess she said he was blowing her phone up or whatever, trying to get a date or whatever, whatever. Didn't say no. But don't embarrass yourself trying to embarrass somebody else too. And that's the lesson learned with these two different situations that we're talking about. Just put the phone down. If you don't want to be criticized, put the phone down. But the reason why I said this is worse is because, I like to eat, but I'm not a glutton. Like, that's just gluttony at this point.
Yes, because 48 of anything is too much. 48 grapes in one sitting is
Yes. Oysters? I love seafood like the next person. Sean, first, I'm not ever eating a raw oyster. Let's just get this...
Swallow those whole or do you?
Yes, you swallow them whole. Yeah, you swallow them whole. Ugh. Yeah, Now, when I say I love seafood, I don't love all seafood because you would never get me to eat a raw oyster.
Because I can't even swallow a peel without like a little bit of water.
Man. It's that was unbelievable to me. And then the kicker was the damn tip. Now, I don't.
$6?
No. So she left some on the credit card and then she left some in cash. I'm bartending, y'all. I'm a bartender. Okay. I've done this for a living for 20 something years. Okay. That tip was trash. It wasn't even 15%. Ma'am, your bill was 200 and you left like what, 19? That's not even the right percentage. What?
Folks don't be tipping.
Please don't let me go down that rabbit hole. Oh, this will be a whole different podcast because I got some things I can say about some people, but I'm not gonna do that today. Today is a good day, okay? Ice Cube voice. Today is a good day, but I just could not believe how ridiculous those two incidents were, and I'm just like, we are doomed as a people.
All I can say is thank the Lord that I am not in the dating game.
Ooh, say that again.
Jesus Christ.
Say that
like,
again.
I am so relieved that I don't got to worry about none of that bullshit.
Yeah, let me tell you something. I already told my wife. I said, listen, it's for life. I don't give a damn what happened. It is for life.
And not like no Will and Jada. Like,
not
like that.
Not toxicity. No, nothing like that. It's we going to work. We going to work hard. And we going to keep it to ourselves. I ain't got time to be putting my business out on social media for everybody to dictate what my relationship should look like to everybody else. Absolutely not. No. Sorry. You're not getting that out of me. But, yeah. The dating game? I talk to single people all the time. You know what they tell me? Ooh, you blessed.
I mean, look at Tia, and I feel sorry for her because the internet eating her up. Like, well, that's why you should have stayed married. Like, no, you don't need to stay in nothing that no longer serves you, because that's just as bad.
It's twofold with Tia, and I wasn't going to say anything, and this will be the last thing. I understand if her and Corey Hardwood had a very tumultuous marriage, then yes, you are not to stay in a tumultuous marriage. That's I don't recommend that for anybody, you know, for those who are listening. However, it's one thing, Tia, that I will have to ask a question, and I just, because you're in Hollywood, I do have to ask, what did you think it was going to be like when you were single? Did you think it was going to be peaches and cream? You can have all the freedom in the world. And she does. She has her freedom, and you free to do whatever you want. But because I remember her saying, her statement was, it's they only want me for this. Yeah.
I mean,
leaves are green, my nigga. like, what did you expect it to be like? I was confused. Like, trees are brown. Water is wet. Like, I don't, what did you expect? I'm just like, yeah, that's what happens when you're single and you are who you are.
But I'm sure, because it's got to be terrible just to be a regular person, but you're rich, so now you got to be like, is this person like really here for me, or if they really here because I'm Tia and I can get them in all these places, or I have money? And it's like, well, I mean,
oh no, Tia not, yeah, just, no, Tia not just rich, she rich, fine, and she can cook.
You left your, you know, your marriage, and now you got to be out here in these streets with all these.
Yeah, all these. That's pretty much it.
Leave it there.
Yeah, we'll leave it there. But that is going to wrap this episode up. Yes, we had a lot more, but you know, certain news kind of dominated the ways. I did want to kind of harp on Stephen A's beef with other people, but we'll get to that another time. And some other stuff. But we gonna wrap this up right here. I don't give a. The only thing I care about football wise is the Michigan Wolverines, who are still undefeated and look like they're gonna win this whole thing.
B State Week.
Yep, that's right, little brother. You about to catch this L, and Michigan State has taken a lot of L's. My God.
Well, let's hope like Saturday don't be no different, because we need Paul to stay at home.
Yeah, I agree. So, but we're going to see. Go ahead and do your little Pittsburgh Steelers spiel, because I ain't got nothing to fight for.
Listen, first thing I'm going to say is Coach Tomlin, Rooney's, if y'all don't hurry up and fire Matt, okay? He got to go.
Did you see that clip I sent you of Chris Cosworth, a kicker? Might as well, like, rather.
Why is he still there?
I love it.
Because he is terrible.
He's garbage.
He's just awful.
That's y'all coordinator. Y'all coordinator.
But nonetheless, we are Super Bowl bound. So, you know, I will say, you know, God loves the Pittsburgh Steelers, and you should too. But fire Matt Canada so that we can make it to the Super Bowl for real. Mm-hmm. Not just me saying it, but so we really get there.
Well, at least you got a competent coach. My coach is.
I don't know what's going on with Bill. He just falling apart. Tom left.
I know what's wrong with Bill. It was Tom that carried that team. That's what's wrong with him. That's it. I have a quarterback that can't move out the pocket. I have receivers that can't get open, and I have a defense that can't. They can't stop nothing. They can't stop at a stop sign. They are all, my team is trash this year.
On the flip side, though, the Lions.
5-1 should be 6-0. They look like the best team in the league right now.
I'm so proud of them. Like, I was a Lions fan.
I can't believe it. I'll be. That's all I'm gonna say. I'll be done. I'm not trying to hop to alliances, but if the Detroit Lions end up pulling this off, where I think they're gonna pull it off, you know, I don't want to let my Patriots go, but
I might buy me a T-shirt.
I got a jacket and a hat. That's all I'm gonna do. I ain't about to be out here.
I might buy me a T-shirt.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. We'll see. But yeah. But that's gonna wrap episode 96 and the other half 97, 67. One of these episodes, we'll have more content for y'all in a little while. Be patient with us because you know life be lifing. But we'll be back, y'all. We're gonna be back pretty soon. Until the next episode, y'all have a wonderful day. Be blessed and peace.